In Philadelphia, federal prosecutors are trying to prove that a former city treasurer sold out his office in exchange for a new deck on his house, Super Bowl tickets, and other favors. In all, a dozen people have been indicted in the City Hall corruption scandal involving trading money and gifts for city contracts. And for the first time in decades, politicians are talking about revamping the city's ethics code. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Brad Linder reports.
At the center of the corruption probe is a political power broker named Ron White, who died of cancer last year before he could be put on trial. Prosecutors say he was the city's go-to guy, the one that investment bankers sought out if they wanted the city contract. Here's how U.S. Attorney Pat Meehan laid out the case.
White acted as an advocate on behalf of financial institutions seeking to do business with the city in exchange for legal fees, other payments, business for his girlfriend's printing company, and political contributions for, among others, Mayor Street.
Mayor John Street hasn't been indicted, but the FBI's investigation is continuing. Many Philadelphians say they're not surprised to see government officials on trial. Paul Elifaris works in an office tower across the street from City Hall. Looking up at the century-old building, Elifaris says that's just the way government operates in Philadelphia.
I think that pay-to-play is a serious problem here, and I was disappointed to read in the paper that the governing officials don't think it's a problem.
And that's the sort of sentiment that sparked a debate here. When the newspapers are peppered with headlines about how the mayor's friends and supporters get business and others don't, how do you restore the public's faith in government? Last year, Mayor Street tried to answer that question. He issued an executive order barring city employees from accepting gifts or meals from anyone seeking to do business with the city. Street also disbanded the city's Do Nothing Ethics Commission and replaced it with a 5-person ethics board. Its members review financial disclosure forms and educate city workers about Philadelphia's ethics policy. But critics say it doesn't have any real power.
When you look at all the other major cities in the United States, and they have an independent ethics board, but we don't have it.
That's former Philadelphia City Councilman Daniel McElhattan, who's on the new ethics board. He says one problem is that the board's appointed by the mayor. McElhattan says a stronger, more independent ethics board would be appointed by the mayor and city council, or would at least require confirmation hearings. And he says the board's missing some important powers.
If you don't have the resources to be able to say, well, you know what, you violated this standard and you've done it now consistently for 2 years or 3 years, if we have no enforcement power, then basically people can thumb their nose at the requirements that they have.
The mayor has called for a legislation giving the ethics board broader powers, but his bill hasn't yet been scheduled for a vote in city council. Mayor Street also wants to bar city employees from having second jobs with companies that do business with the city. That would affect several city council members, and no vote's been scheduled. Mayor Street's not the only person looking at ethics reform. Last year, City Councilman Michael Nutter introduced a package of ethics bills. One would give the ethics board the power to issue fines. That bill's stuck in committee. Another would ban city officers from accepting gifts worth more than $100. Stuck in committee. And another bill would prohibit nepotism. Also stuck. City Councilwoman Janie Blackwell says she'd never hire a relative, but out of respect for her peers who have, she says she cannot vote for a bill banning the practice.
I came to City Council January 3rd, 1976, as my late husband's only employee, and nobody else would have been willing to work for $14,000 and work 7 days a week but me. And I was happy to do that, and so I cannot, in the spirit of all that brought me this far, vote for nepotism.
The one proposal that could come up for a vote this month would prohibit companies seeking city business from making major campaign contributions. The measure would require voter approval, so it's on the fast track to get onto the city's May primary ballot. But even if the so-called pay-to-play law is enacted, it might be hard to enforce. What happens if you get caught applying for a $10,000 contract after making a political contribution? You get slapped with a $700 fine. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.